Brothers can really complicate things.
This is Kinship Radio on Mornings with Ryan and Beth.
Story time. It was parent-teacher conference time, Beth.
Hey!
Yeah, so we got to go in and see how kids are doing and talk to teachers. I kind of enjoy parent-teacher conferences usually.
Usually.
And this was okay. We had this interesting situation, though, where Corbin and Obadiah, as a 14-year-old and 12-year-old, have the same math class.
Ah.
They have to go, like, the actual same math class, which
you're
is
in the same room, same time.
Same room, same teacher, same subject. And I've never had this happen with any of our other kids where they'd have the exact same thing. And so what you would think would start popping up is, like, competition. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, he got a better grade than me. And it's got to be a little bit of an issue to the point where we thought we needed to sit down with this teacher and say, is this going to work? Are there other options? Do they need to be separated? Could they be in different classes? And in talking to the teacher, it turns out there are other options.
Okay.
They could be split. Mm-hmm. But looking at Corbin and Obadiah, it's almost like they're both like, huh, we wouldn't be in the same class then?
Oh.
So they've kind of come back around. They're like, you know, it's kind of cool to have my brother in class.
Mm-hmm.
And that warms a dad's heart. I mean, they're still going to fight. But I think at this point, we're going to keep them in there and just see how, because you know, they can also help each other out if mm-hmm. they can humble themselves and maybe let the younger brother help the older brother occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking forward to seeing how that works out. We also heard that Corbin is perhaps the most stylish in the class with his bow tie. So there's that. Here's I Want Christmas Back from Ever Found. Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth.